So far, the collaboration between Irish writer-director Jim Sheridan and actor Daniel Day-Lewis has been fruitful. Their last movie together, My Left Foot, was a sleeper hit that won Day-Lewis an Oscar. And now they've teamed up again on a new movie. Stephen Schiff went to see In the Name of the Father.
There are two sides to every story, but it's hard not to be one-sided about the true story of Jerry Conlon. He was a raw, directionless Catholic boy from Belfast, a petty thief, but not an IRA man. And in 1974, he happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. He'd gone to London to live in a hippie commune, and while he was there, he had stolen some money from a prostitute. Then he had returned to Belfast to flash his stolen money around, only to be suddenly arrested there for a crime he didn't commit. The bombing of a pub in the London suburb of Guildford, a bombing that left 5 people dead. IRA attacks had run rampant in England that year, and the British Parliament had passed a law allowing the police to hold suspected terrorists for a week without charging them, during which time they could do pretty much anything they wanted. What they did with Jerry Conlon was beat him, threaten him, and finally scare him into confessing, even though he was nowhere near the pub on the day of the bombing. His confession, and similar ones from 3 of Jerry's equally aimless pals, sent them all to prison for long sentences. Even worse, Jerry's father and several other relatives were imprisoned too, for supposedly operating a bomb factory. As Daniel Day-Lewis plays him, Jerry's the sort of clueless punk anyone who's ever set foot in a high school will recognize. Tough, but not really tough. Defiant on the outside, but lazy, easily cowed. The movie's real drama isn't in the way he was railroaded into prison, but what happens when he gets there. And mainly, what happens to his relationship with his gentle, bewildered father, played by the great, underrated British character actor Pete Postlethwaite. Here they are just after they've been thrown into jail, as Jerry confronts his father for the first time since the arrests.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Why do you always follow me? Huh? Why do you always follow me when I do something wrong? Why can't you follow me when I do something right?
What are you talking about?
Huh? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the medal.
What medal?
The medal I won at football. And you could only see what I was doing wrong. I could never do anything good enough for you. And after the game, you came up to me and you said, Jerry, did you foul the ball?
This is shock.
And that's when I started the rob. The proof that I was no good.
The movie's trial sequences are oddly dull and preachy. But almost everything that happens in the prison sequences is spectacularly well conceived and directed, even though those sequences hinge on a little white lie. Director Jim Sheridan has Jerry and his father living in the same cell, which of course they never did. But that device allows him to follow their relationship. And as that relationship grows, we see Jerry himself acquire conscience, passion, meaning. In the Name of the Father is too cut and dried and too polemical to be a great movie, but the film has extraordinary power anyway, not least in Daniel Day-Lewis's performance. Watch the way the muscles of his face sharpen and relax as the movie proceeds. The way he uses his shoulders and his walk, the way his arms go from a kind of boyish flailing to the steady, deliberate swing of a man who knows who he is. Watching Jerry Conlon grow, you can't help feeling you're watching the steady growth of a great actor as well.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.